Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on my current A Dad's Point of View column. This one is called Overstepping as a Step-Parent, and it's inspired by my own family, as much of my writing and talking is. My wife called me as I was driving up here and said, you better be nice to me when you speak about this incident, which I will speak about. And I told her, not only am I nice to you, I believe you have been a heroine of gigantic proportions in your role as the stepmom to my boys. My columns can be found in over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide. Just Google Bruce Salen or A Dad's Point of View if you want to read them. Or better yet, just go to brucesalen.com and all my columns, all my radio shows are there. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and you should like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have over 3,700 members or likers or whatever you want to call them. Fans is what they used to call them, but I don't think that's appropriate for my page. From all over the world. And right now, the number one city represented on my Facebook page is Mumbai, India. Go figure. Number two and three are Dallas and Los Angeles. So how did Mumbai, India take over the number one spot? I don't know. Facebook is a very important venue for parents. And while I, of course, want you to like my page, I more importantly want you to get acquainted with Facebook and learn about it. The same thing applies to Twitter. And I know a lot of my boomer generation friends say they don't need Facebook or Twitter, but you do if you want to know what your kids are up to. So I would suggest learning about both Facebook and Twitter. You can learn a lot about those things on my BoomerTechTalk.com website, BoomerTechTalk.com. I also write about why I like my Facebook page so much on my website. And I also lead every Thursday evening a Twitter chat. This is a new invention created by a guy by the name of Mac Collier. And what you do is you go on Twitter and you put the pound sign followed by the name of the chat, and you can follow all tweets and all people who are anywhere and everywhere in the world during a designated time. My Twitter chat, which is the hashtag ADADSPOV, A Dad's Point of View, in other words, the pound sign and then ADADSPOV, is every Thursday evening from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you feel like joining in, please do. We are growing and it's very interesting. My first book will be coming out in the next couple weeks. It is called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation, and you can pre-order it at the store at brucesalen.com. It is a perfect Father's Day gift, and of course I timed it to be released in time for Father's Day. So overstepping as a step-parent. Step-parents, blended families, all of that is such a common phenomena in our lives these days. Most kids in a given class at school will know very few families that are made up of a traditional father knows best, Donna Reed, or Leave It to Beaver style nuclear family. More than half of most classes have some sort of blended or non-traditional family. And I find it ironic as I began writing this column that I've written very little about the conflicts in my own home between my wife, my boys, and me over our blended family. My wife inherited my two boys and my two dogs when she agreed to marry me. Having not had kids, she never expected to be a stepmom, let alone to two boys living at home full-time, given our respective ages when we met. I'm a slightly older dad, plus I have my boys 24/7. I also never expected to even marry again, and certainly if I did, I only expected to marry a divorced mom. So my wife and I defied our respective assumptions, expectations, and even dating history when we got together. To be clear up front, as I said earlier, I lucked out in this deal, and I got the better of it, without a doubt. But, and isn't there always a but, we've recently confronted what I suspect is a familiar scenario in many blended families. Without revealing all the details, I will just declare that a recent incident between my older son and my wife resulted in an explosion of sorts from her out of frustration, anger, and maybe a feeling of impotence. The fact that this hasn't happened much before, in fact at all, was the most striking realization to me. When I further reflected on what happened, I realized that it was overdue, that my son and I handled it as well as we could, and that my wife really was a true heroine by not exploding earlier more often. Like many families, we have our ups and downs and have gone to a therapist, and we've been blessed, and I really mean that, blessed to have a really good therapist. I believe they're rare. And we're further blessed that he serves our whole family as each one of us likes, relates, and respects him. Again, very rare. He has succeeded in making each of us believe that he hears our point of view and that he doesn't take sides. The only side I believe he takes is the right side. I mean that non-politically. I believe that with all my heart and soul, or I'd not put my family's emotional health in his hands. One of the things he had advised my wife was that she should largely stay out of the day-to-day parenting, given that I am the stay-at-home dad. Yeah, sure. He said this because she is not only relatively new to their lives, but has joined our family after my sons and I have gone through many turbulent times, of which some she just will not understand. Again, so what? And sure, like she's going to back off. Given my personality, I was not about to marry a bashful woman, and my wife is far from bashful. But she took that advisement from our therapist mostly to heart. Consequently, we've split the parental responsibilities to reflect our respective interests, availability, and our boys' needs. I say our boys because, thank God, my wife now does think of them as her boys, too. She should, as they are. For those readers and listeners unaware of my story, you should know that my boy's biological mom is not in the picture much at all and lives hundreds of miles away. My younger son, David, in fact, truly sees Lauren, my wife, as his mother, and she has earned that respect and status in his life. David's older brother, Will, has more of a memory of his biological mother and met my wife when he was older, and consequently, he's been more resistant to her efforts to ingratiate herself with him. Plus, frankly, he's the more tempestuous of our two boys. He's the proverbial squeaky wheel, as my wife has pointed out to me any number of times. I do the day-to-day shuttling of the boys to school, doctor's appointments, houses of friends, lessons and such, while my wife has taken on the task of teaching them manners, chosen the chores there to do, and supervises the implementation and execution to her exacting standards. When one of the boys requires discipline or consequences, I'm the bad guy, though I often will discuss what to do privately with my wife. This was all working pretty well. Until the day my wife discovered a transgression that had become a repeated pattern with my 17-year-old son. Again, the details aren't relevant, but that transgression resulted in her explosion, which I mentioned earlier. What my son and I both saw was an adult that was really mad, with plenty of cause, and really not behaving at her best, which included her rare use of expletives or the F-bomb. I was shocked, so was my son. And wisely, we chose to stay quiet because I think we all know when anyone is really angry, that's not the time to engage. I got to also see a reflection of my all too frequent times that I have done the same thing to both my sons. I've gotten mad far more than I'd like to admit. The shock of the event of my wife acting this way, the stepmom to my older son, my younger son, heard it but stayed wisely in his room. The shock was that it silenced both of us, and we're quite normally vocal in fighting back or defending ourselves. And for me, it had the other service of really giving me a sense of how it feels to be on the other side and what it looks like. The silence that we both displayed served both of us very well. He was caught in a lie, and he was caught, and he was wrong, but her reaction may have been overstepping, to use my term, overstepping as a step-parent. I will come back to this topic a little more with our guests as well, but we are nearly out of time. I do want to remind you that you can email me any questions at bruce@brucesalon.com, and I am also eager to tell you that I have been named one of the top bloggers by Cision.com, which is a very cool honor, given I haven't been doing it that long. Out of 50, they put me at number 5, and Cision is a wonderful website that offers all sorts of services for PR in the world of the internet. So it was very, very sweet of them to put me on that list, which they just released yesterday, about a week or two before my book comes out. I couldn't have planned it any better. My producer, Richard, is telling me it's time for a break. We will be back with Wayne Levine for our Men's Room segment. This is the Bruce Salen Show, a Dad's Point of View, and come back soon.